We end off Chavar Amid Beis, the middle of the Amid. Pligi bo Rav Masne umarukre v'tavayu mishmei d'arbua d'shmur v'leivi. Zemachloikis Rav Masne marukre mishmei d'arbua d'shmur v'leivi. Chad omar kol shive kereya. That if a person heard about another Avelis in the Shiva, he has to make a new Kriya. There's no din hay sofer. La'acha Shiva, after Shiva, then there's a din that one could be moisif on the Kra. V'chad omar kol shloishim kereya. If a person heard in the shloishim about a new evil, he has to make a new Kriya. He cannot be Moisif. La'acha shloishim Moisif. So the machlokes is, when is one permitted to make a hisofet? After the shiva or after the shloishim? What does Rashi say? Kol shiva imeis loimeis kereya kriya cheres. La'acha shiva Moisif al kharish. Then he could be Moisif. Maskif, well, we don't know what the svaras are, but we'll see further as the sugya progresses. Maskif lo rabbi zeire. Man da omar kol shive kereya. The one that holds that in the shive, he has to make a new kriya. He cannot be moisif on the kra orishin. Amai. Why? The loy nitan l'shoyleloy. The aloha is, the loy nitan l'shoyleloy, Sarashi says, teich shive. There's even a chibur kal, one is not permitted to make in the shiva. The imoisif bay, so if a person is moisif in the shiva, merzi kikra echot. So it looks like one bikriya. That means if this kriya has to be karua in kol shiva, so the hisofe is not considered a hisofe on the kriya, no, it's considered one bekriya. It's a emshech of the previous kriya. Avola acher shive, the kvar shololoi. But after shive, when they were ready, shailu, is kereya kol ashlilus. So then he's kereya the shlilus, umoisif kolshu, the minka da almeis acher kora. That means if already there was a chibur, there was a chibur already to the kriya, so even though mitzad the kriya of this chibur we had before hakereya mitoich hasholo lo yotzo, because it's still considered that he's been kereya a mokim korua, afal pikein in heker already, a heker that this is a new kriya. So the shlilus helps, the shlilus helps to make a heker. That is the svore of kol shive einoi kereya, and lache shive is kereya. Because al kaponim, the het of shlila after shive makes that it is nikel that this is a new kriya. This is a tziruf of the kriya sa shlila and the hisofe, so then we see it's a new kriya. So the Gemara asks, "Maskev l'Rab Zeir, man d'omol koshiva kereya maid le'nitin l'shoyle loyim." Because there's no heter of shlila in the shivas. Elohad d'omam ma ha'ishe shoyle lo se'la'al. That we had learned before that ishe is permitted right away, right after she's kereya and megala libo, she's permitted to be shoylo mishum kvoidom. Is Hochenami. So then you'll say that she'll be permitted to make to be moisif on the kriya and the shiva. I mean, if the guidelines are, if there's a shlila, then it's considered like a new kriya with a hisofe, and there's no shlila, then it's considered one bikriya. So an ishe that makes shlila teich Teichshive, so she should be permitted to make a isofe teichshive, and that's also not true because it said kol shive kareya la'ach shive ma'isif, and this is a klal muskim by everyone. I feel by a woman also that she has to make a new kriya teichshive. So if the gather is because of the shlila, so why can't a woman make be ma'isif teichshive? So he answered, "Hasa mishum kvoid ishahu." That means so he's saying a moiradik alomdis. That pshat is be'emesim. The kra is not permitted to be mechuber. In the shiva, it has to be karua. Now it's the covet of the isha mishum gidrei tzniyas. So she shailul it. But that's only. But so the shlila is only not that we shailul the kra. That means it's only a hechetimtze that begidrei tzniyus that we're shaylo the kra, but in lomdis it's still considered like it's karua. So if it's a lomdis, it's karua. So one cannot make a hesofet. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says ishe shalolosei la alter afilu toich shive. That's the loche. It's achinami the moisiv. Then she'll be able to be moisiv. The kerei ashli lo moisiv b'apurte. The kominke, because then it's nikkel that this is a nukriya. The kaposi kol when we learn it as a kaposi kol shiva kereya, then in the shiva you have to make a nukra v'afilu ishe. So he answered the mishum kovedishu v'loy min hadin. That means that min hadin taket it's considered karua. No, it's kovedishu. So memele that so a shlile that was made mishum kovedishu that does not make it like we considered it a nukriya. Al yedei da isof. Zakti gemara weiter. Man da omar kol shloishim kereya. Now what is the svar of the man da omar that holds kol shloishim kereya amai? The loinitin lachoisai. He held the reason why you're not shlilid doesn't make it for a new kriya. So isofa won't help after shiva. Kol's man da loinitin lachoisai. So it's called still the Kriya Rishayna. Ella, la'oviv ule'imoy, la'initin la'chaysay la'oilam, but oviv ule'imoy, that there's never a heter la'chaysay hachinami. So then you'll say that they can't be moisef after the shloishim. They can't be moisef after the shloishim, because there was no ichui there. So, and it's not true, because it says, after shloishim, everyone can be moisef. So, l'chayre, if you need ichui in order to be moisef, so how could one be moisef if it's ovi v'imoy? So the Gemara answers, hosam mishum kovid ovi v'imoyu. There it's out kovid ovi v'imoy. So Rashi says from Kovid Oviv, v'loy min hadin. That means me'iker hadin, the kra is permitted to be meuche, because after 30 days it's permitted to be meuche. V'havi ki ichui lefikach meiser by la'achar shloishim. So here we have perhaps a bigger chiddush that even though the meis it's not meuche, but that's because it's covered over, he's not permitted to be me'ache. But since the din is that it could become me'uche, so me'mele, so it has a din, me'uche legabi, that a sofer could help. Rabbi Kivege asks Akasha, according to the Mandioma, it says as follows. Chad Omar Kol Shloishim Kireya La'ache Shloishim Moisif. The Gemara says, why La'ache Shloishim is Moisif? So because till Shloishim you can't make Ichui, and after Shloishim you can make Ichui. So Poshet we learn Pshat that he made Ichui. Because Gemara had a problem by Ovid V'Imoy, you can't make Ichui. So how could it be Moisif after Shloishim? But that was Akasha. But how do we learn Poshet Pshat? Poshet Pshat is that he made Ichui, and so Rabbi Kivege asks, we learned in the Gemara on the top of the Yomid, HaKireya Miteicha Sholo Lo Yotza Miteicha Ichu Yotza. So why do you need Hoysofer, Rabbi Kivege asks. So it's very schwer. We learned before, on the top of the Omud, that if a person was Ma'achad the Kra, so it's Mechuba already. So Memele, you don't have to be Moisif anything. I mean, according to the Maskonas HaGemore, you only need a heter ichui, you don't need a metzias of ichui. So, l'cheiras is very good. So therefore you need, but in Lambda, since it's permitted to be ma'uche, so it's called a heisofe. So it's called I was moisif on the ka. But according to the havamin of the Gemara understood you need ichui bepoil. So if you need ichui bepoil, so why do you have to be moisif? Tana Rabbana, Hayoytzei bebeged korua lifnei hameis. A person took a beged that was korua. Beged korua, Rashi says, koydem lachem. He wasn't korei on this mace. He was korei on a different mace. Now he became an oval on this mace, so why should he be korei again? So take this bag of karua. He put it away for such an occasion. So it says, Areze goizel es hameisim ve'es hachayim. What does Rashi say? Goizel akel, shemerama akel, shemar elahem, shekora al hameis. So the gezel hachayim is because he's going of datum. The svurim hem shala meis koras. It's also called the gneivus das. He's fooling everyone. That's a gezel. And the gezel es hameis. So the Ritva says shehu memayit bekovet hameis. Shaloi likroya olov. He's not kairei on this mace. Vumevaza oisoi. Vigoizel dovor shein loi tashlumim. That means, it seems that one owes this. We're speaking about gezel over here. So it seems that one owes this to the mace to be kairei olov. And by not being kairei olov, that's called, he's memayet bekvoidei shal meis, and that's called mevaza de meis. Then the Ritva is mesayim omru bovu rabosi, chomor gezel hameis mi gezel achai, shagoizel asachayim yochol lefaisoi, laharzeloi gzeloi, ubemoisoi eine yochol. So the Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel loimer ha'imer lachaveiroi, Hishileini chalukoch, lend me your beged, ve'ilech vavaker es abe, shuhu chayle, I want to be mevaker, my father. So the marshal understood from what he's borrowing it for that there's a possibility that the father might die, and he needs a choluk, so he'll have to be kereya the choluk, if the father will die. For holach matzoi shemeis kereya, she's kereya with this beged shol. Umaachoi, and he's permitted to be maacha the beged. He turns the chaluk, and he pays him for how much the beged became worthless because of the kra. That is if he told him what the situation is. So then the marshal was maskim that he's permitted to be kereya the beged. If he didn't tell him anything, he's not permitted to be kereya either. Now, the inyan of kerei umacheyu the mukiyosef, and the Taz brings down what's pshat in this. So the Taz says that he lent him the beged. He only gave him rishus. Rak likroya shaloi yisbayisham. That means it's very embarrassing. He's by the father's levaya, and he won't be kereya the beged. So therefore he understood that he needs a beged upon him that he shouldn't be embarrassed. So that's why he lent it to him. But he never gave him the beged. So memela, I have no right. So there's no din. I can't be machad. It's your beged. It's your beged. You gave me. We understand from the shaila that you lent me the beged that I shouldn't be embarrassed. Bishasta levaya, bishasta shivet. So therefore, he's permitted to be kereya the beged. But leidach gise, he's mechuyev to be ma'achad the beged, and he has a hefta to be ma'achad the beged. But if he didn't tell him at all, so it's a sheilah shloi midas. So he never got permission from the marshal to do anything. The shach says it will be kereya. He's not even yoytz mitzvah skriya b'shai, because the mitzvah bo baver, it's a beged agozel. A beged agozel, you're not yoytz mitzvah skriya. Tana rabbona. What does Rashi say before? B'imlai yediyu shahiluch levaki asofit. Tana rabbona. Chayle shemeis lemeis. A chayle that a korev died, ein meidiyin oisai shema titrev date yolov. That means that this is sakonas nefoshes. It might affect him. Ve'ein mekarin befonov. And you're not kereya befonov, the kriye, a fellow, if he does know, but the kriya might, the kriya is shaschimum, that's a hisof in the evil, so that can affect him emotionally more, so you're not mekarim befonov. U'mishaskin es ha'noshim iponov, the noshim ha'matapchoi, so one is not permitted to do this. The Keren Eire, and I saw the Chedush Yaran, make an interesting dig. Chayle shemeis loimeis. Ein meidiyin oisa. You don't tell him. But if he's not a chayle, then you do tell him. So the Keren Eire says, why do you tell him? Because vakelet is a mitzvah of avelis. You should tell him. He should mekayim the mitzvah of avelis. But then he brings down Agos Oshri, the Keren Eire. Agos Oshri says as follows. Agos Oshri brings down a machlokes. Balochis psukis, the mishe meis loy meis, ve eina yedua bevelusoi, the mutter las mina lesude. So if he doesn't know, so ignorance is bliss. So you allow to invite him to a sude. Farav Rav Boruch mi rang shepur oiser. The osa las is dvorim sha'ovul osa behem. So lamaisa there's a machlokes harishonim if we can't make such a diuk from our Gemara. I mean, it seems the first day you held, and the Chedush Yaran also says like this, that you're not mechuyev to tell him. What's the diik? He says, the diik is different. The diik is, by a chayla, you're not allowed to tell him. If he's not a chayla, you're allowed to tell him. It doesn't fall into the category of meitzadibu uksil. But if you don't tell him, it's also, kozman, he doesn't know, there's no dini avelis on him. And he's not mechuyev to tell him. Umekarin lekotten b'nei agmas nefesh. Nu aloche. That we kereya on a cotton, even though by cotton there's no dini avelis, mi agmas nefesh, we had before Ashi daf yedal adamit bey said, sheyivku haroyin v'yirbu b'kvoid hameis. That's a covered amaze that sheyivku people. That's a covered amaze that people are boiche. But loy mibnei shehu ovel. The cotton is taken out of novel. Yeah. Bekoyren al chomo val chamoisei mibnei kvoidishtoi. Another din that if his wife lost her parents, so he's kereya. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch that we're not knowing this bizman hazeh. That's the din of kol misabel olav misabel imoy. And we're not knowing bizman hazeh this chumah. V'yomar Rav Pope tone ba'ovel rabosi ovel lo yeniach tinek b'seichekoy. He should not have a child in his lap. Ibnei shemevi'i lidei schoik, because he'll start laughing. Nimsa Miskana Alabrias. Rab Shleimer Ben Shleimer Ben Yosem says Pshat Ab Hashte Bocha Al Mesoi before he was crying. Vahashta Yisroik, and now he's holding a very cute baby and it's gonna smile or he's gonna coot him, he's gonna start laughing. Kalvasu. So that person, if he's so flexible, here he's crying, here he's laughing, so that's misgat, he's a kaldas, he's not kabua. So memela kal, that's misgana alabrias. So that's, so he shouldn't do it. Look the Gemara weiter. Ve'ein mevarin almitais skufais. We hear in Chalamoy, that's Willem Shat, the Mishnah. Even though the Liba, if it's, we will have soon in the Gemara also, that if it's, that if the Mevarim who came to be Menachem the Oval were Gas Libam boy, so they used to sit together with Amita Kfuye with the Oval. But Chalamoid, Mevarim Amitis, El Amitis Kufas. Tana Rabbonim, a hoylech lebeis ha'ovel, im hoyo liboy gas boy, yavru almites kfuyas. If he was close to the oval, so b'shas the sudas avru, he should eat together with him an amita kfuya. Vim lav, yavru almites kufis. If it's not liboy gas boy, doesn't have this closeness to the oval, yavru almites kufis. So others say pshat, and the oval also sits on a mitzvah kufa lekoved the mevare. Rove isre bei milse ol legabe ababa marte du ababa minyume. Rove zokif ababa marte kofi. So Rove went and ate on a mitzvah kufa because he held that Abba Bar Ben Yumi was not a Liboy Gas boy, so Mamela, so he has to eat Biskife. So he was also Zokiv. Abba Bar Mata Kofi, and Abba Bar Mata was Koifa the Mita. He held Fakelt, was Liboy Gas boy. Omar, so Rav said, Kamo Les Beidaita Light Suba Mirabonon. That means, that's not called Libay Gasboy. We say, Shalom Aleichem every day. That's not called Libay Gasboy. So, Mamela, he did the wrong thing by being Mevara and Amita Kfuya. Grad, the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to have a different girsa, a little bit. Rove Isrebe Milse da Velis. Ol Legabe Rabe. So Rabbi came to be Mevare Rove, Vizokav Amita Lavroisai. So the Vizokav was going on Rabbi. That Rabbi was like his Mita. All Abba Barmata Vikofe. And Abba Barmata was Kofa. Oma Les Pedaita Laitzuva Mirabonan de Kofo, Dohain Libi Gas Boy. Yeah. God, if it would be a little greis in the Rabbeinu Hanano, would be very geschmack. The Rishash brings down that this statement about Abba Bar Ben Yumi, Rabbi Mesechtes Kitten said it on Abba Bar Ben Yumi. He said, "Ein les beidaita laitzuva mirabonon." So the Rishash says he would prefer to make a greis that the Avelis occurred with Rabbi, not Rove. So then it's so that was his compliment to Rabbi, to Abba Bar Ben Yumi. But if we'd make a little greis maybe in the Rishash, in the Rabbeinu Hanano, and the Ein Liboy Gas Boy, so could be Take Rabbi came and Abba Bar Ben Yumi came. And Rabbi said this about Abba Bar Ben Yumi. That was Rabbi's opinion of Abba Bar Ben Yumi. But it was not the Ein Libi Gas Boy, the Ein Liboy Gas Boy. That means that it's not Libi Gas Boy of Abba Bar Ben Yumi. So then there would be the same member of Rabbi that is in Gittin. Tana Rabbonin. Ha'hoylech mimokim lemokim. Im yochel amay b'isko yamayit, im lav yigalgal imoim. So difficult gemore. Let us see Rashi. Ovul ha'hilech mimokim lamokim. Ovul was going mimokim lamokim. Now Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, V'iroi ovul baderech. That means not, he became an ovul. He was going mimokim lamokim. He became an ovul in the middle of the way. Is, im yochel amayit be'iskoi, yamayit. Bim lab yigalgal imoim. Be'ni oisis schoire bifnayatzma. He doesn't make schoire. Elo im chabure. He makes it together with them, or they make it for him. Let us see Taisvis. Im yochel lemayit be'iska yemayit, perish bekuntris b'schayrosay. V'nire debedovo ha'ovet koma. We had a gemara daf chav beis amid aleph. Let us refresh our memory. Moses daf chav beis amid aleph. I'll call Hamesim Kulom, this is the bottom line. I'll call Hamesim Kulom, Rotze Memayit Be'iskoi, Kigain Tzchoyre, Rashi says. Rotze Eini Memayit. Al Ovi Valimoi Memayit. Avivimoi is Mechuyev to be Memayit. Now, when we learned this Gemara, we mentioned a few Pshotim on this Gemara. Others say, Mukhi Yosef says, maybe that's Pshat Rashi also. That even though an oval is also the meloche, but schair is mutter. Schair is not meloche, and schair is mutter. So the Barais is saying, al kol ha-meisim kulom, rotze me-mayit biske me-iker adin, schair is mutter. If he wants to be me-mayit, he could be me-mayit. If he doesn't want, it's echt nish gefellig. Na lo vivime, he should be me-mayit. That's one mahalach. A second mahalach is that it is speaking about a davar ha'ovid. A third mahalach, the Beis Yosef asks on this pshat, a davar ha'ovid. Beis Yosef asks, doesn't understand, if it's a davar ha'ovid, so why al oviv ve'imo is memayit? I mean, it's a davar ha'ovid. She's mechuyev to lose money. It's a davar ha'ovid, so he's mechuyev to lose money because it's oviv ve'imo. And therefore the Beis Yosef wants to say Pshat is speaking about after the Shiva and the Shloshim. So Meika B'din Meloch is Mutter, Afal Pikein. Not a Dover Ovid, but Al Kaponim, he should be Memayit by Ovid Ve'imoy. These are the three Pshatim on the Gemara Daf Chav Beis Amad Aleph. Now, here we have a Gemara that we're speaking about, the scenario is as an oval went mimokim lamokim, or as we mentioned before, Rashi, that it became an oval on the way. So, in Rashi is being about schayr, v'im yoch lamayit b'iskoi, ikim b'mayit u'schayr ishibim b'mayit, v'im lav yigalgal imohem. So now let us see Taisus. Perish bekuntres beschayrosi v'nire. So now this is Taisus apirish. I mean, it could very well be Rashi learns that schayr b'chalal is mutter. But Taisus is Taisus. V'nire the bedava of it. Come, I think no schayr is also. But speaking about a dava of it. V'chein pirish or the pirashnu la'el gabi al kol ha-meisam kulam rotze me-mayit b'iskei rotze eini me-mayit. That shot over there also, it's speaking about, that's chayre, that's tamazay chayre, it's speaking about a dover of it. V'gam ha-rav pirish la'el, and then this is being from someone else, ha-rav, a dover of it, they're speaking about there, a dover of it, a-yisa b'tzine b'seich b'esoy, if, by Hoshah Kraven. Is nira le perushoi. So memele, so we have a gemara that by an oval on shak roivim meikar adin is not mechuyev to be memayit. The dover of it, now lo vivim, he should be memayit. Is nira le perushoi. So according to that pshat over there, the ocher mayri ba ovivimoi. Oh, so here we're speaking about Ovi V'ima, where there is a din to be memayit afilu by Dover Ovid. Umishum do hoilach bederech, but since he's hoilach bederech, he tigloi shigalgul moim im eino yochel amayit. So here it says a kula hoilach bederech. The bishar meisim eino memayit klal. So here it says a kula hoilach bederech. He's not in home grounds. He's hoilach bederech. It's a davar ovid also, so here they were makel, that if he can al kaponim, meini yocho al kaponim, that the schayre should be, yigalgal imoem, should be together imach habure. That's one mahalach that he wants to say. V'imayri hoche b'sham eisim, that's very good if we're speaking about a lovi v'imoy. So we're saying it is a kula here, a lovi v'imoy, v'hoylich b'derech. V'imay riyoche b'shar meisim, so l'cher is a pella, so what's the whole problem? Is tzorech lehem v'lehepech, then you say a fakertes for him. Hoylich b'derech, v'einei noyeg avelis kolkach. A person who's hoylich b'derech, so he's not noyeg avelis kolkach, misnachem yoyser, is also laharbeis beisker yoiser me oisay she yoishiv bebeisay veeinay misnachem. So that means if a person is yoishiv bebeisay and he's completely bodud, he's separated from in yonei ha'ilam. So memele, so there the esek will not in ganzen take his mind off the evil. He's faulty yoishiv bebeisay. A person who's heilach b'derech, so here they were afraid that he'll be oisik b'schayre, so the whole avelis is goes down the drain. He's misnachem, it's finished. He gets involved in the business. So faker, so here's the din im yochel amayit, is yamayit v'im lav yigalgalimot. So that's the pshatim of Taisvis, that it is speaking about schayre with a dover ovid, and Tum Halchem is speaking about an oval alovi v'imay alovi v'ashakrev. V'Rav Yosef Pirish, Tohoche yemayit be'iskoi liknei sorchei sude. We're not speaking about schayre. We're speaking about to purchase the bare necessities. Ulefisha hoylich betzol. What is the meaning of hoylich bederech? Ulefisha hoylich bederech. Lo galikne sochi sude yaisem ibebeisai. That means this aloche is noigeya a hoylich bederech. Because if he's yaisha bebeisai, sheesh loikainim avurai. Gamoitzi bebeisai arbei. Bishmochi nokat hoylich bederech. That means a person who's hoylich bederech he has to buy the bare necessities. Umashe pirish bekuntres, now this is Rashi in the Ksaviyat, the Eirik Shomruloi al Mises Kroivov Kshohoyo Baderech. Rashi makes a whole scenario that he was Eilich Baderech. In the middle he was informed that he became a novel. Lo Yodano, I don't know why Rashi said Dafke this tzio. I boile meime da Eiri bemoile, and Rashi learns something about Schoire. The Eiri b'moilach schoiros and mimokim lomokim to the perish b'kontras. We're speaking about that he's moilach the schoire. V'rotza loimah, and he wants to say, the shema shori lei ledidei limker schoirosai, the kivin do oilech oiso kvar, he brought about the schoire. V'torach boys, in the middle of a business trip, lei posha b'leichosai, shlei hoye yedei leishe b'beise, shiyoch l'shomle, so Memela, so that's why they were Mekel. That's why Rashi said this tonight, that the whole trip was done by Heter, and now it's Leiposha, and now he finds himself in the predicament. So here they were Mater, the Heter of Yigal Golimor. Maybe Rashi, so the Heter of Yigal Golimor, is only because he finds himself in a predicament. Maybe Rashi had a different problem. Rashi held, he has to stay home. So that's what Rashi says. No, he became a novel in the middle of the derech. So Taisus says, "V'zeh einay kushe." That's not such a kasha. Dafal pishen a yotzim mipesach beisay beir hamrinen yotzol lederech noil nichnas leil chaylitz. So Taisus says, "What's the problem? That is true. Shein a yotzim mipesach beisay, but there's another gemara by an ovul that yotzol lederech is noil menolov." So what should Yotzel Lederech Ein Yotzimi Pesach Beisai? So it would seem that the whole din of Ein Yotzimi Pesach Beisai is only a din b'seicha ear. That means if he's in the ear, so Mamele should stay home. But if he has to go b'derech, then there's no Issa b'chlal. So what's the problem? V'shem Motaisi says maybe it's not right from that Gemara. V'shem Adavki B'dover Ha'ovid Mutalot Seis Lederech. Maybe it's not poshut. Maybe they're speaking about Dafka Dover Ovid, but Stamazoi, it's also Lotzis Lederach. So that's of the din of Eini Yitz Mi Pesach Beisai. So that's where Rashi wanted to avoid the Shaila. And Rashi said it's speaking about that he was Eilich Bederach Beheter, and later became a novel. Tana Rabbono, me'emesai koifen es amitais. When is the chiyuv of kviyas amita chal? And the Muki Yosef says, not only the din of kviyas amita, all dini avelis, chalitzis menolov, all dini avelis, when do they start? So here we machlokes tanoim, mishayotso mi pesach beisoi, divrei Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, as soon as they take out the mace, mi pesach beisai, so dini avelis start. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, mishi yisosim, hagoilu, by stimis hagoilu. Zeber machlekes, maise shemeis ham gamli lazok, given sheyotza mi pesach beisai, omolam Rabbi Lezer, kfu miteisechem. He told them, they took him out of the house, they told the people, that you have to be kai for the mitis. The kivin shenista magoilu, omolam Rabbi Yeshua, kfu miteisechem. Then he told them, omruloi kfar kofinu apizokin, we were kai for ready. Ledavoini, lochair, I don't understand, it's a very interesting maise, but, what do we get, what do we learn from this maise? He told them so. They told him, Fakafino al Pizokin. Lulei de Mistafina, I would say that it's telling us a big chiddush. There's an inyan of, there's a mitzvah of kviyas hamita. That's one of the inyan of Avelis. So machlekes rishainim, you once mentioned, if the inyan of kviyas hamita has a shaykhis b'chlal to be lishkav almita kfuye, that means other rishainim learn there's a mitzvah of kviyas hamita. You don't have to be Sheikhiv and the mita kfuya. You could sit someplace else. But there's a, then you have to be koi for the mita. So there's a mitzvah of kviyas hamita. Now, l'chayre, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so l'chayre, this mitzvah was done before the right time. They weren't avelim yet. They were koi for the mita before they were avelim. So l'chayre, according to him, so l'chayre, now the meat is kfuya, but could be there's an Indian to be kaifa the meat. There's a mitzvah of kfiya samita, to be kaifa the meat. And this was done when they weren't availim. So it says, amrulay kva kofinu al pizokin. So exactly what they answered him, I don't know. But they told him, when l'chayre, according to Rabbi Yeshua, they should have been zaykif the mita, mikayfa the mita. And they told them, no, kvar kofinu al pizokin, and we don't have to, so even though, according to you, the kviyas hamita, we weren't l'chayre yaitze the mitzvah of kviyas hamita, but kvar kofinu al pizokin. I don't know if that's true, this is true, but upon them then we have a mahalach, and so the Bryce is telling us something. Let us go further. Tana Rabbon. Me'eim osai zoikvin es hamitois. When are we zoikiv the mita? Be'erev Shabbos, b'namincha lomailo. B'namincha lomailo, we zoikiv the mita. Oma rabbe barbhune afal pikein, eine yoishiv oleo ad shetechshach. But one does not sit on a mita's kufa, Till he says the he's like if the mita mina mincha lamaila, but he's not yoishiv an mita skufa ad shetechshach. Let us see Tosfos mina mincha lamaila perish b'Tosfos harav the mesavkalei imincha gedoyla in mincha ktana, so the Rishash is a girs over here in Taisvis. The Rishash is geiris. Linir lesaris, the brem chenzach leime. In mincha ktana, in mincha gdoilo, the mikoidem lakach. Means, the mikoidem lakach. When are we zoikiv? Mincha ktana or mincha gdoilo? Which is the mikoidem lakach. Now, anu dibar amaschol. Ein a yoshiv oleho. Now it says that even though there's a mitzvah skufa, one is not permitted to sit on the mitzvah skufa. Nirali, the mikan samchu, shloi leishev al gabi kisei visafsol. That's the meaning that a noble does not sit on a kisei visafsol. Because it says he's not yoshiv on a mitzvah skufa. So this is avabish ein raya gemure, the shani mita oil betzorech kfiye. Could be the whole din is a mita needs kfiye, so there is a din you're not allowed to sit on a mita skufa. V'lo mitzina kfiye bekisei v'sapso. So, whoops. That's the makir of the minig, but Taisa doesn't know if it's a true makir. L'maytzoi Shabbos, af al pi she'en lo leishev elo yeim echad. Meitzoy Shabbos, let's say the last day of Shiva is on a Sunday. Choyza v'kaifa. So he's choyza v'kaifa the mita Meitzoy Shabbos. What is the chiddush over here? So the Ritva says that the chiddush is that perhaps I would say, just like there's in the mitzvah sayyem kekuloi, so I say mitzvah salayla kekuloi. And if that would be the case, so Lachaire, he says normally, so one is not, usually when we start Ma'ariv already, it's already in Meitzoy Shabbos already, so it could be Yoytze Mitzvahs Alayla Kekula, is Kamash Mula? No. There's no such thing as Mitzvahs Alayla Kekula. So he has a whole night yet of Kviyas Hamita till the morning. So Memele, so that's why Afa Bishen Lelei Shevela Yoy Mechod, so don't think it's a Mitzvahs Alayla Kekula, Chayza Bekoif. But as Rashi says, Afa Gav Shein Lelovel Acher HaShabbos Ela Yoy Mechod. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tana Rabon. A koife mitosai. Loi mitosai bilvad hu koife. El kol mitos shiesh loi besoich beisei hu koife. All the mitos in the house you have to make for your samit. Now there's a machlekes harishoinim. Machlekes taraivet in Ramban. What is pshat in this din? There's a big problem. We heard before that when you're mevare the ovu, so if it's not libay gasboy, so he sits on the mitas kufa. So if you're kai for all the mitas, where's there mitas kufa to sit on? So the Ravid says pshat in this din that it means the mitas of the bnei bayis. Because out the din of kol misabel all of misabel imoy, so there mechuyev koyve mita olamitas bavad koyve al kol mita shiesh le b'sech base means of the bnei abayis, and there mechuyev to be koyve the mita out the din kol misabel all of misabel imoy, but the mitos which are meyuchet for achsanoyim for visitors, no one has ever koyve this mita, only the bnei abayis are koyve. So the middle, that's how you have a hechatims of mitas kufa. And the Ramban says no. The Ramban says is a din, you have to be kaifa called mitas shebabayis. That's the din. Or you have to be kaifa all the mitas. When they come to be mevare, then you zaykif the mita for the achsanoi. Then you zaykif it. But pshat is kolzman and achsanoi is not there. The halachi is that all the mitas have to be mitas kufa. That's how the Ramban learns. Let us go further. Vafilu yeshloi eser mitais pasorim mekaymes. Another din. What if the oval has eser mitais pasorim mekaymes that he sometimes shoychev aleim is kaifes kulons, even though he finds himself in the base ames, but all his mitais and all other places he has to be kaifes. Ba'afilu chamisha achin umeis echot kulon koifin. And here the chiddush seems to be the Mukiyosef speaks out that even though again, no one is beveis hameis, so in the beveis hameis lemais there is no mita kfuye, but in all of them are living in different houses, they have to be koife kulon koifin because it's not the meis that's goyim, it's the avelis that's goyim. V'imhoiso mita miyuchedus lekelim. If it was a mita that's miyuchet to hold kelim on it, ain't tzorich l'chafayso. You don't have to be koy for that mita. Yeah. Dargish, ain't tzorich l'chafayso, elo zeikvoy. Now we don't know yet what a dargish is, that's going to be the next sugya. You don't have to be koy for a dargish, elo zeikvoy. Now zeikvoy means that you zaykif al tzidoi. The dargish, you're not kaif it upside down, but you zaykif it al tzidoi. Make it, it should be laying sideways. Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, dargish mater eskar bitov. Now, there were types of ritzuis that were underneath the dargish. And your matter the ritzuah. Let us see again. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer dargish matter eskar bitov. V'hu neifel me'elov. you are matir de ritzuis. Rashi says kabita b'ritzu oisov, and the mitzvah falls, it collapses. That means the chelik that one lies on falls down. So that's from here, the Chedushi Aran says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a mekel, not a machmer. That means he's saying you don't have to be zoikif the mita al tzidoi. You can leave the mita standing. It doesn't have to be zoikif al tzidoi. But being mata, the ritzu is, and that'll fall down. Whenever mele, that's also sufficient. Fine. My dargish. Now what is this dargish? Omar ule arso de gado. Rashi says, also the gado, mite shemiyachtim oiso le mazel toiv, vein mishtamshim bo klum, it's never used to lay on, elomiyachtim oiso lishrois mazel toiv oleo. Very interesting how this worked. But al kaponim, they were miyachid a mite for a mazel toiv. So that mita, since it's not used for any shchiva purposes, you don't have to be mahapachit. Amalei rabbe, ela miyata gabi melech disnan, kola om mesubim al haoretz, when the menachem, the melech, for who meisev al adargish, Meika midi da ade idnalei esvine vahashte mesvinalei. I mean, the dargish, that's not used for laying on. We're not mishtamish with this dargish. So what's pshat? Maskiv lo rabashi maikushe midi da ave achileshti. He say it till now. Da ade idnalei echline vlei ashkine hashte echline vashkine. That means till now. They didn't give him to eat. There was no Sudas Avro. He was a melech. Now you make a Sudas Avro. So it's different. So now also, Alts Melech, he's Mesav al Adargish. Elo ikashe ho kashe. Now if you want to have a kashe, this is the kashe. The sanye dargish ainit zorich lechfoisoi elo zoikfoi. A dargish, you don't have to be kaife. Yezekif al tzidai. Vi arse de gado, amayin itzorech lechfoisoi. Why aren't you kaifit? Osanya kaife mitosoi, le mitosoi bovado kaife, elo kol mitish yeshle besoich beisai kaife. So why not? How do we understand this aloche? Now, lechayreps, I don't understand. We mentioned before, a machlekes the Ravid in the Ramban, what pshat is loy mitosei bovado kaif, komitish yesh lo besech beisei kaif. So the Ravid said pshat that the din is that everyone is mukhiv to be kaif for their mita als mesabel olam mesabel imoy. So what's the kasha? So as I don't understand the kasha, so. It's no miyuchad kedin fakert. The mitis which are miyuchad for achsanoim, you're not kaifed those mitis. So if this is miyuchad for a mazel toiv, so you're sicher not kaifed. What's the kasha? According to the Ramban, it's very good. Fakert is that then you have to be kaifed all the mitis. So mamela, why aren't you kaifed dargish? So the Gemara says, "My kusha midi yava mitam yichadus l'keila." No, you see, you're not koy for all the mitzvahs. The sanyim oisa mitam yichadus l'keila ain't itzorch l'chvois. Elo ikashe o kashe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loyim adargish mata kabitov. Shimon Gamliel said, "By a dargish, you don't have to be zaykef al tzidoi." It's sufficient if you matter kabit of the ritzu is for noifo meyelo. Bisalke daitach arse de gade, my kabit in esle. An arse de gade doesn't have kabitim. It's not such a type of a mite. Ki also rovin omole yehume rabonon verav tachlife bar marove shmei. Tavishriach bishuke de gildoi. This Rav Tachlife was shchiach in the marketplace of those who dealt with leather. My dargish arse de tzala. This is a bed that it is covered with oil. So the Ritva explains as follows. Mite shel oir yofe. This is an expensive oil. The ilu hoya kaifa oiso hoya nifsad milachluchi saoritz. This you can't be kaifa. This is an expensive oil. If it be kaifa, this mite, so it'll get ruined. Lefikach hikilu sheyaski fendo altsidei vidayit. So that's an adargish. You don't have to be kaifa. You can be yaitse with skifa altsidei. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Demate. What did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? The Yipel Laoretz Derech Gaboy V'lo Yiposeit Leitzorich Zekifa Acheres. Avo Moide Desagi V'Skifa. So he says that that's Pshat. The Pshat is that the Dargish was a Pshat Oir Yofer, and if you'll make Kfiyas Amita, you'll be Mavsed the Oir. So therefore, they were Mekel. Don't have to be mamsadoyer. Now the goin is moichik itmanami, so the Gemara seems to go as follows. So we're finished. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh dargish sirugoi mitoichoi, mito sirugo al gabo. So Rashi says, Elotzi Rashi, the tzala oyer sirugoy mitoichoy machnis ritzuis min churei atzei hamita. It means that it seems they drilled holes on the atzei hamita, on the sides of the mita, the eitzim that were on the sides of the mita, and that they put ritzuis in them, and a mita is siruga al gabo. The oir kofel al ha'etz. The oir is kofel al ha'etz. Now, according to the goyim, I think that Rabbi Yirmi has nothing to do with our sugya. Now, I mean, that would amita sirug al gabo and your kaifa amita, it's not because I don't think it's sirug al gabo. L'chere, that would kaifa amita according to the ritva is because it's not Eir Yofe, this is Eir Yofe. So it's a memory from Rabbi Yirmiyeh that for some reason the Dargish was Siruga Mitoicha, and this was Mita Siruga Al Gaba, but I don't think there's any Shaykhs with our Sugya. Omar Rabbi Yaakov Baracham Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Aloche Kram Shimon Ben Gamliel. We pass kind of like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That what? That you could be matir the ritzuis. You don't have to make skifa. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Omer Rabbi Yasi. Mito shenakli teho yoitzim. A mito shenakli teho yoitzim. So what's that? What's the Rashi? Naklite eitzim yoitzim misukonim that they used to have two vertical eitzim coming out from the middle of the mita and the roisha mita and the raglei hamita, and then you put one long eitz from one nakli to the other nakli, and then you put sheets over it, you make a type of a canopy to protect from flies. So, naklitim yoitzin zoik for vidayu. So what is pshat? Because you can't turn the bed upside down because it won't stand because of the naklitim. So mamela, you just make it sideways. Tana rabona, yoshon al gabi kise, if he slept al gabi kise, al gabi yodaini, that's an areva, Gedoilo mizu al gabi karke o yotzi de chayvosei am rabbi yechon shleikiyim kviyas hamita. So here we had this before. So according to other Rishonim, pshat is that it means afilu gdoila mizu, the chiddush is in the gdoila mizu, that afilu a person is ma'ane himself, and he's shoychev al gabi karke, af al pikein, that it wasn't makam the mitzvah of kviyas amita. There's a besundra din of kviyas amita, and if he was kaifed the mitzvah, he could sleep. Then he could sleep wherever he wants. The ikir is, there's a mitzvah of kviyas amita, not the inyan is, that he has to be shoychev al gabi. But now to learn, you need both. Tano Rabbono, Mechabdin, one is permitted to sweep out, Mabitzin bebeisa ovu, Umeidichin ka'orais, one is permitted to wash out the dishes, akaisis, atzluchiais, vikitainis, bebeisa ovu. Ve'ein mevien es amugmor ves absomim lebeisa evu. One is not permitted to bring mugmor and psom bebeisa evu. Eini botoni bar kapore, ein mevorchen loyal amugmer v'loyal psomim beveisa evu. You don't make a broche. Bruchi u deloy mevorchen ho asuye meise, but you do bring mugmer. So the Gemara says loykasha o beveisa evu o beveis amenachmem. There's different pshatim. The Tosfos Rosh brings down from the Raivit as follows. Bebeis ha-menachmim, when the menachmim come, meinichen mugma. So then you're allowed to bring mugma. Afal pi sha-ovel imohem, the ovel's there also, bibnei kovet ha-menachmim, shelo yarichu reyach hazuhamo. It seems there's a bed reyach by the, in the bayis, either because the mace was there or because the avelim aren't rechutzim. So it's the kovet ha-menachmim, you're allowed to bring mugma there. Avol bebayis sho'ovu yoshev kol hayoyim, ein menichim boi mugma mibnei shenire kemiskashet. Or is Misani got to say, that means if there's no Menachmim, so als the Aveilim alone, there's no Heter that they should have a Mugma. And why is there a Din Beruchi Loi Mevorchinon? Because that's Halacha, if the whole Reyach is Lavuri Reyach Ra, so Memele, so that you don't make a Bruch. That's how the Raivit says pshat in the Gemara. Other Sefer Ker, the base evil means cause man the mace is there, so then you bring it and you don't make you don't make a broch, it's lavui reyachra from the mace, and base emnach means after the kvuras hamace, so then you're not permitted to bring it at all. What does Rashi say? In mevorchen al areich bebeisa evil, ha-menachmim kreivov, mevim in yonim shel oichlem. It's unclear what Rashi is saying over here.